Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself.
What would kids do?
Dance to a giant organ played by ocean waves? Yep. Camp in floating tree houses hundreds of feet off the ground? Check. Jump in a big tub of mud on purpose? Call it rejuvenation. We don't care. Just pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. If you need help, ask your kids. Start planning at visitcalifornia.com.
We are live back in the duck call room. No, I'm kidding.
Hi.
Oh, hey. Are we good? Ready whenever y'all are?
How come we never build duck calls?
In the duck call room?
Yeah.
I've answered that question for years. What do y'all do around there? Y'all don't really build duck calls. Every time they show y'all are goofing off.
I know it.
Hey.
Yeah, well, you know, that's part of it. But anyway, look, if you're new to the podcast, we appreciate you tuning in. You can find us anywhere, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, all of that kind of good stuff. You can also get next to Godwin's Coffee Cup.
Hey.
That's the experience of being in Godwin's Coffee Cup if you've missed that. But also check out our YouTube channel. Be sure to like, subscribe. That way you get all the notifications of this podcast. And that's all the stuff that we have to do at the beginning. And now we're going to get into this week's show. Godwin, tell me one thing that's happened to you this week.
One thing that's happened to me?
Yeah, give me something good. I need to know something.
Ha! Well, I mean, duck hunting. I've been duck hunting. That's good. Right. I didn't know I was going on an 800-mile hike when you took me down there. But he said, we got a little walk.
It was a little walk. It's down a road.
No, hey, yeah, you got
a ways.
He said you got to walk, boys.
But it could have been good.
In case y'all are wondering, Si this week has got a haircut, so and a very bright shirt. And no, we got old Phil.
No, hey.
He does the best Si impression of anybody.
Well, he should.
Stone does a pretty good one, too.
They essentially live with him, so, I mean, they should do a really good one.
This is also true.
No. That's the great thing about Si. No means
no,
yes.
No. Yeah, he's tuned in when he says no, no.
Yeah.
If you ever get the no, no, hey, you got his attention.
And that's as good as a yes as you're ever going to get from him there. The no, no, hey, that means, yeah, he agrees with you. Yeah, says, yeah. That means he thinks you're full of crap.
You better change something.
Yeah, when the yepping starts, it's yep, until he seals you all the way off.
Yep.
Turns his head, yep.
Generally, at some point there, you hear the phone click because he just hung up on you.
Oh, yeah. Not interested.
No, them Robertsons ain't much on saying bye.
Or meeting and greeting and welcome and social skills and manners. I'm sorry, John David. I know you're.
I'm not a Robertson, 100%. People get that confused. They think I'm Willie's nephew or I'm Corey's cousin, people.
Yeah.
I'm from the pretty side of Willie's family. It's
well,
obvious.
What happened?
Nope. Obvious.
Obvious.
That I'm obvious. Way prettier than the Willie part of the family. I'm from the Corey side of the family. Thank you.
You remember John David 10 years ago? He was pretty, wasn't he?
See?
Yeah. I remember looking across at him at church and like thinking, golly, that man's got a white face. Like, it was just bright white because he had to shave so much.
Yeah.
You had to shave in high school because you went to OCS and beards were, that was a no-fly zone.
Frowned upon.
Yeah.
So. I had a job as a waiter for 2 weeks and I had to shave. And I did the lunch shift, shaved that morning, came back for the dinner shift, and they were like, you need to shave. I said, nah. I shaved this morning. I ain't doing it twice in a day. They're like, well, that's too much. And I said, well, I guess I'm better to cut out mow yards because I'm out. And I quit right there.
I guess that's one of the reasons you get confused with Jep all the time, because y'all both have, like, the super high beard. Like, if you let it roll, the only thing that'd be out would be your eyes.
We have excellent facial hair.
Yeah.
Me and Jep really know how to grow the perfect beard.
Yeah.
I've been trimming mine up lately, though.
That's good.
Put a little product in there sometimes. You never even know.
Little Wild Willy's
essential oils. Yeah. What? That's when we're getting fancy. That's like Wild only Willy's. For church. And I didn't do that for y'all today. I'm going to be honest.
Well, shocker. You also didn't put on shoes with laces. And
I never wear shoes with laces. And even if they have laces, I don't tie them.
And your pants don't have buttons. So, I mean, it's
too much trouble.
The fact that you didn't put beard product in, that's a shock.
He's took different things out of having to get dressed. He's sped it up.
I can be in the car within 5 minutes after I wake up if I need to go somewhere. Mm. I still brush my teeth.
Deodorant.
Oh. I got the deodorant in the car or at my desk.
I'm going to say no to that.
Well, you are
sitting next to me. No, it's brush your teeth, deodorant. There's no hair. There's no trimming of beards. That's like a once every 4 months thing.
That's crazy. When I wake up in the morning, I have to give myself a little time. Like,
I don't know.
There's a few things that's got to happen before I leave my house.
One coffee.
I don't need coffee either.
I was going to say relieve my lower bowel. Like, I need to do that at home before I go somewhere. So.
I mean,
but that's what the coffee's for? For you?
I don't know.
He drinks it all day long.
Optional. Nah, there's coffee. Something about pooping at home that, I mean, you got to have home field advantage on that day.
If I was on an island, I would have a fishing pole.
That's a good one.
a coffee.
5 gallon bucket.
And my woman.
A coffee?
Because she could cook what I catch.
What is a coffee?
Like, of course, I can cook what I catch, too, but, you need companionship.
Huh. I think that is interesting. What's on your list? Three things since Galvin gave us three. Deserted island, three things. Where you at, Johnny D?
A house.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No,
three wishes. A genie. Yeah.
A couple genies. Yeah, and six wishes.
So you're going with shelter.
And you would need a fishing pole. Unless it was like what kind of island is this? I got a lot of questions about this island.
Well, island means it's surrounded by water. So.
But Greenland's an island, too.
That's a cold one. That's shelter still, but they got fish.
Are we Caribbean island?
Yeah, let's go Caribbean. I like Caribbean.
Goblin would rather be warm than cold.
Yeah, I'm with Godwin on this one. Yeah, no, fishing pole is number one because you got to be able to eat.
Yeah.
And I could live off fish.
Yeah.
I would like chicken. Ooh, just two chickens.
Two.
A male and a female.
Well, you got some eggs.
And then you get more chickens.
Yeah. Okay.
I can eat some chicken.
Next. That's two.
And a house.
And a house. House, fishing pole, and chicken.
Like my house, though. I want to take my house with me.
So where's your woman?
She's in the house.
Oh, okay.
You can fit a lot of stuff in the house.
We got technicalities now.
Okay. TV in there.
Okay.
We'll be all right.
Satellite. I'm taking me something. I don't know what all three, but I'm taking me something to start a fire with. I'm just telling you right now.
There's a stove in my house.
I've tried that rubbing two sticks together. Your boy, that ain't me. I need a lighter. Of some sort.
You need a backpack full of stuff.
I do. I need a really big duffel bag with all my supplies, like a saw, something to light something with, fishing pole. I don't need the pole. I think I can make me something to catch fish with when you're surrounded by them. But, yeah, I need something to start a fire. Because, I mean, you look at a fire.
Fire.
Build a fire, what do? You just look at it every time.
You spit in it.
Well, you pee on it when it's all said and done with. But
y'all aren't very nice to your fires.
Well, you ain't ever heard that phrase? The old man phrase, call in the dogs and pee on the fire? That means it's time to go, boys. It's time to get out of here.
I have heard that one. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that. Sure. But I thought we were on a deserted island, so we're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
quit peeing on the fire.
Well, I mean, you got to, though.
Now you're peeing on my fire.
Smokey the Bear says only you can prevent forest fire.
Only you can prevent forest fire.
See, there you go.
I've never started.
If you burn your forest down, you won't have nothing to make a shelter with.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
We do not own the rights to that music.
Yeah, that's copyrighted. But that was Phil's version.
Yeah.
Phil, I didn't know you could sing.
Oh, I cannot sing.
I can't toe the tune in a bucket.
None of those surprise me.
Yep.
I can't sing either. So, I mean, I'm glad this is a talk show and not a singing show. Philip, what's your list?
I don't know. I want to have my wife there, first of all.
Yeah.
And then if I get to choose, probably friends and fishing equipment with a boat.
Oh, he wants the boat.
We've all gone way over three.
Yeah.
Well, look, if we're all on the same deserted island.
It ain't deserted no more.
Well, it will be.
Yeah. It'd be colonized.
We could share.
A community, if you will.
Everybody will have enough
compound.
Stuff.
Yeah.
We'll just share.
You give me your list, then I'll make my list. That way we all got plenty.
Right. Hey, I've been with you guys, these two over here, Godwin and Martin, on a semi-deserted island.
It was deserted.
We stayed
in the middle of the Mississippi River?
No, we
was in the Bahamas.
No. The Bahamas.
We was in Exuma.
Fancy suckers.
Yes. And did that house that we stayed in, did it belong to a famous singer?
I don't know.
Because they told me that Taylor Swift owned that house. Well, it was a summer house for her.
Boy, I don't know. I didn't see any
old... They got you on that one, didn't they?
You read the brochure.
Yeah, I didn't see any old ex-boyfriend thing.
How many people have you told that?
I haven't told anybody except for the million that are listening today.
Millions, brother.
Millions.
That was fun, though.
It was fun.
Oh, that.
The funnest is when we were all out there and Martin jumped and landed right next to Si and did a cannonball.
Yeah, I got that picture.
Si floated up. He's like, hey.
Si took a picture of that, and the way it looks like he's going to land right on top of it.
Yeah.
I need to see this picture.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Si only got to enjoy one day of that vacation, though, because we went fishing. He put on sunscreen at like 6 a.m. He did not reapply at any point.
That's when you don't want to be stubborn. It's not a good quality.
Yeah.
Reapply. But okay. Yep. Not no.
Kids.
That boy never stepped. The next time he stepped outside was to go back to the airplane.
Yeah.
I remember his.
That's
his
today's
knees,
lesson.
His knees were just glowing, making the sound.
All he did was he would sleep all day and he'd play dominoes all night. So you'd be trying to go to bed at 3 a.m. And all you hear above you is Si slamming dominoes. And we're like, we've been up all day. We're trying to go to bed. No, he's up and he'd play by himself. Like slamming dominoes against himself.
What all games does Si play? Because last week we talked about Si playing poker by himself.
Yeah.
This week, he plays dominoes.
He plays dominoes, but see, he's trying to lure somebody in. He's got all these sayings, and Stone and all the Robertsons have them. He's like, bam, that's 10. And he says, oh, there's 5, Standard Oil, boys. That ain't going to nobody count off that one. There's 20 stitches in your britches.
Yep.
Bam.
Yeah.
And then some other sayings I've never heard of.
We'll keep some of them off of there. Cause, boy.
We don't tell all the sayings.
No, we don't want to tell all the secrets.
He's got the boys he plays with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, boys. Okay, boys. Ha, ha. Whoa, okay, boys. Hey. Hey. Well, hey.
Hey, I'll tell you what Si is. He's a good audience when you need a crowd. I'll just tell you that right now. That's the best thing about that rascal.
Well, you know, the Robertsons have always been competitive.
Always
competitive. I think that's why Si could not help but jump. Remember we talked about the big jump where he gets in the monster truck and jumps all the cars?
Yeah.
By the way, I got that picture. I'm sending it to you.
Yeah, we have to talk about that later because we got lots of emails about that picture.
Perfect.
Really?
Hey,
stay tuned.
The competitions, that's kind of what Phil stood out for on Duck Dynasty. So, hey, when we get back after this, we're going to talk about old Phil and his competitive streak.
You don't want to miss
it. So one of our biggest comments is obviously about the show and Philip's expertise at blowing a duck call. That was fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Or lack thereof, I should say. But everybody wants to know, Phil, where did Phil come from? How does Phil fit in? Because it's obvious we're friends. We're not enemies. You're not the McVillain.
Right. But
yes, he is. Well, a little bit.
Well, here's the deal. Years ago, I was very villainy McMillany.
So Willie told us a story. I just want to fact check this because it's not on the internet. He was just driving through town, and you had some truck with an afro and you were just fanning money for everyone. Is that true?
That is correct. What happened was I was going to school and able to work a little bit part-time, and I'm older than Willie, but younger than Jace.
Thank you.
That's right. So I was driving down the road, and I pull up beside Willie, and he's got that orange Mustang. Remember that car?
Yeah. There's a good story behind that car.
There's a good story behind it. So I just fanned all those hundreds at him and waved it to him, and then I squalled the tires, and he's just sitting there looking at me like, who is this guy? You know? But I knew his brother, well, still know his brother, Jace. And when we were in high school together, Jace was really walking the straight and narrow. You know, I couldn't stand him for it, you know, because I was not walking the straight and narrow. I'm not telling any of those stories. But the last person I ever wanted to see was Jason, because we didn't get along. I didn't like him, and he didn't voice it, but I don't think he liked me very much either. So when I was out of high school, I think I was at ULM, and I ran across an old buddy of mine, and he said, hey, I'd like for you to come to a Bible study. I said, great. You know, I'll come and check it out. And I walked in, and Jason Robertson is standing there. He's like, Philip McMillan. I said, all right, what's up, Jason? He said, do I got news for you? I said, this is the last thing I want to hear from him. But he shared the gospel with me and with my girlfriend later, and now we've been married for almost 30 years. So, yeah, I love Jace. We get along great. Me and Willie get along great. But it wasn't always like that. We were very competitive, especially me and Willie.
And that's what you were on Duck Down. It was the competitive feel.
Yeah. It was the competitive villain more so than the person that we didn't like. But we needed that competition because – you need Willie bought into the competition, and anything that involves beating you.
Oh yeah,
he's 100% bought in.
And I'm gonna tell you, he's not gonna tell you, but I'm gonna tell you.
Oh boy,
that's because we used to be so competitive in everything you can think of. Softball. I'm gonna tell you who the winner was as I tell you the different things we did. Softball, Philip McMillan. Foot race, Philip McMillan.
Basketball.
Oh, Philip McMillan.
Oh, that's that.
No. Willie was better at basketball, but we.
No,
raced.
No. That's probably not true either. Willie's friends were all just better at basketball.
No, Willie was pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean, really. And then he hurt his knee and kind of
shocker
got a little bit worse.
Yeah. What about volleyball?
Did you say volleyball?
Yeah,
Philip McMillan. So we've been competitive all of our lives, really. And, you know, when the show started, Willie called me and said, hey, you feel like a race? I said, you name it. Horses, motorcycles, four-wheelers, golf carts, whatever. He said, we're going to be racing lawnmowers. I said, oh, do I have a lawnmower ready for you? And then who won that? Philip McMillan. Oh, wait a minute. Fact check.
Who did win that?
Willie did.
Did he?
Well, he didn't win the race, but
he cheated.
I know he cheated.
Who went across the?
He beat me across the line on the last lap because I threw a belt off of my mower, and he passes me and crosses before me. Anyway, he sent me on home with that one.
Yeah.
Now look, but whoever wins in all these competitions on the show, whoever wins wins. So when we raced the outhouses and Jace was driving. Oh, y'all were there.
We were the engine.
I forgot.
Yeah. We were the engine.
But hey, I beat him. Yeah. Barely. Yeah. Barely beat him. He actually thought he won that race.
Yeah. And I told him because, you know, we pushed and then we ran down the hill to see the result.
Oh, it was close.
It was really
close.
It was close, but I told him. He came out. He's like, yeah. I was like, no, Hammer, we lost. Yeah. We got beat on that deal.
The best line was Mountain Man. He says, Randy's McMillan bar hair.
That was 10 minutes after the race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The race was over.
But then the volleyball episode, dodgeball was awesome. And we had a great time playing, but they did beat us in fair and square.
Yeah. I remember them the first time we started hanging out with Al and him, Al and Lisa, and Al said, let's go play volleyball. It was after house church at Camp Choke. I've never been to a volleyball game where you left holding napkins on your nose. I mean, it was blood.
Robertson's.
Full contact volleyball.
That's what it was. Paula said, we wasn't ready for this. I said, I know.
Yeah, there was one time when Corey's family had a volleyball match, and, you know, we're all just having fun, and Corey's cousin on the other side, he's like 3 years younger than me. He's like 9 at the time. Willie comes up over the top ropes and just slams one square in this kid's face, and everybody panics, but Willie just starts dying laughing, and I'm over there like, that is kind of funny, Willie. They're competitive.
Well, that's
no matter the age, he's going to slam you.
That's like they're in that first Benelli Presents Duck Commander show whenever we played basketball against y'all, basically, essentially. Okay. And then Willie was like, you know, I set a pretty hard pick, and then I ran over somebody. I don't even remember who it was, but he said, you realize that's Corey's cousin, right? I was like, I don't care.
Same kid that got hit in the face.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
With the volleyball.
That ought to teach him to get out of the way.
He didn't really get out of the way of stuff.
No, he was trying to, like, take a charge, and I'm like, bro, you better get out of my way. This is offensive lineman coming through. I didn't play center in basketball. So,
Martin played left guard.
Yeah, I
didn't know much about basketball. All I knew is I started running down this way, and I got down there, and then everybody took off to the other side.
It was punishment for God on that.
Well, I didn't keep him away from me.
No, I just waited for him. They was coming back.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't go to the other side.
That's always my move on basketball is rest on offense.
Does anybody?
I can't shoot, so, like, I'm way better to defender than I am.
Does anybody remember size named shot? That
the,
is,
crane.
The crane.
The crane.
The crane.
The crane.
Okay, yeah.
That rascal made that thing.
Oh, he can actually throw the basketball pretty good.
I couldn't believe
it. It was a 3-point hook shot that everybody swore up and down was faked, and Si just got it. Look, and I'll tell you this. He practiced all day before that trying to make that shot. And I think he hit the rim about 3 times. Never touched the backboard. All of a sudden, like, all right, we're rolling Drano. I'm like,
no.
You want to talk about a gamer. Like,
oh, yeah.
He ain't even scared.
He's a gamer.
And then, boop, count it, 3. Then he took himself out of the game. He's like, oh, time out. Coach, I'm good. He knew it was only going to go down from there. So
the last time we went to Mississippi, me and Si, for some event he's doing, we were throwing axes. Okay? So there's a place where you can go.
Dangerous.
In. Si and axes?
Yeah.
No, sir.
He ain't even waiting for you to get out of the way.
Oh, no. No, you got to – it's heads up, every man for himself, if you're anywhere with Si and axes. So they're teaching us how to throw, and we're learning, and I'm actually doing pretty good, and Si is actually better than I would ever think. I mean, he's pretty good at throwing axes. I mean, I don't know where he learns it. So we have a team, and it's about 3 or 4 of us against Si and 3 or 4 people, you know. And we're throwing these hand axes, and we're way ahead. And the only way they can win, Si's last shot, is to hit a – and I don't know all the rules to axe throwing, but there's a little mark up above, and you have to call it. And if you hit that thing, it's about, you know, 2 inches around. If you hit it, then you get a huge score, and Si calls his shot. He's like, hey, no, boys, hey, right here. Hey, I'm calling it. Bam! Nails it. The place goes wild. Si wins. He's like, yep, that's what I thought.
Unbelievable.
Them Robertsons, they have a knack. They have some weird knack where they're in every competition no matter what it is. It's bizarre. It's which I guess is what makes you successful at life in general, you know. I
mean, and are usually pretty good at it, even if they ain't done it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Give them a minute, and if you don't, they'll obsess over it until they get good at it,
and
then they'll quit.
Then they'll come back 4 weeks later and just beat you down in it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And put 200 on it. That way they can take your money, too. So that's just the way they operate. So, but anyway, let's take another break. We'll be right back after this. So, Goblin,
what's that?
What was your favorite episode that we filmed? I am legitimately curious about this. What was your favorite episode?
Now, I put them in 2 categories.
Okay.
One is to watch, favorite episode to watch, and one is favorite episode to participate in.
I'll take either one.
Well, no, I'll give you both of them.
Okay. That'll work.
Both of them.
Both both of them.
I got one for each of you. to watch was when Phil was cleaning the wood ducks and Si was telling the story of Nom with their kid at school. They went to school.
Have you kids ever heard of Nom?
He bandaged up his shoulder, then a Bengal tiger tore his head.
I remember watching that. Yeah,
that was a good one.
That was always like the really fun part was watching the stuff that we weren't a part of because you never knew what the other side of the episode was because you were like separated for the whole thing. And then when you would get to watch it for the first time, I'm with you. When they panned over to Si and said, "Have you kids ever heard of Nom?" I was like, "Oh my gosh!" Like,
what's he to say?
Oh, that was a good one. I'm with you. That's a good one. I like that.
And the one to participate in was your bachelor.
Oh, when we got to shoot the cannon.
Yeah, we shot a little too far, didn't we?
Yeah.
But it was good. They trained us how you're supposed to do, and we acted as a team and actually did it the correct way, but it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was.
A cannon going off right beside you is ground
shaking. With a projectile in it, not just the smoke. Like it
what went, did y'all shoot? I don't remember what you shot.
It was a coffee can. It was a coffee
full
can
concrete.
Full of concrete is what we sent downrange. I remember asking them boys, I said, now how far did that thing shoot? And they said, oh, it hit that tree line over there. We was over at Beth River. And I said, well, not real far on the other side of that tree line is a house. And he said, oh, no, it won't get there. And we loosed that thing. And I said, uh-oh. It got closer to that house than it should have. Let's just put it that way. It ended up scary close. We was a little bit east of it, but it had the distance. It could have got there.
Them things are awesome.
That was fun. I forgot. I kind of forgot because we shot them old muskets and everything, too.
I know.
It was fun. Shooting old Civil War weapons.
When you watch them guys on TV, and they got, now this is the first ones where you got to put a little powder in the flash pan and close it. Now, you can't turn that gun. You just think you're in a Revolutionary War or something and you're somebody shooting at you and you trying to load that thing. If you turn it a little bit, you're out.
Yeah.
You're run through.
Yeah.
You got to be.
Yeah, you think trying to find your keys in a panic is something.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't get your powder out of that flash pan.
Otherwise, you got a 6-foot knife.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was pretty interesting to see how it really you had to fire. So that it was cool. Watch it. He hooks, boys.
Yeah.
Watch
him. Careful.
I broke everything.
Careful.
Sorry.
Careful, fact checker.
Johnny D.
John David
just jumping like
around.
To throw
there's like
microphone.
A bug in my ear. So I'm just trying to scratch my ear, and I'm throwing stuff at
now
me.
We're going back
we're
to
not
the
hygiene. Back to hygiene.
Now we're back on
take a shower.
No shower. No shaving.
I can be
no
out
deodorant.
The door in 5 minutes. That's what he said.
Yeah, and then he can bring some friends. Hold on. I hear something buzzing beside me. John David sitting beside me. I hear something.
We're good now. It was just an itch.
Oh, okay.
Well, and that's sorry for breaking everything.
I say
mostly wind. He's talking about over here.
Oh, breaking everything.
Flatulatory.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Mm. Yeah, but it is about his bathroom time. You can set your watch by that boy's bathroom.
No,
so.
Hey, we're getting too personal here.
I'm just telling you right now. 2 o'clock at this office, you get to looking for him. He's gonna be right through that wall right there. About 2 to 2:10. He's MIA. So. Mm. But on back to the show.
Magic.
Thank you.
My favorite.
That was magic in that show, too.
Oh, yeah. That
dude, he was pretty good.
Yeah, that was Jep's guest. Shocker for him to bring some weird magician.
It didn't make it.
On the Bachelor
Party?
Did
it make it?
A little bit did, I think. I don't know.
Well,
he
some
had
of
that string. And,
he's putting that washer in that string and doing it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's gone. All gone. But my favorite one was to be a part of was the. I would probably say the redneck water park. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was awesome.
When we had the rope swing off of the track.
We took
that
tire
cool.
off and put one. It on that rim on the Jeep Bronco and pull you across it.
Now, I guess everybody probably knows, but and this may not be anything new, but John Godwin, he's an engineer. I mean,
redneck?
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
He figures things out. I mean, it doesn't matter. He can do it.
Oh, yeah. That's why he's incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
Because if something moves and it ain't supposed to, he can stop it. And if something don't move and it should, he can make it start moving.
Get it going.
So it's a he's a shade tree mechanic. He's a Band-Aid man. He'll tell you that. Now he's not one to fix it long term.
I'm a parts changer.
Yeah,
I can change him parts.
You know, I loved it on the show with one of the shows where they said, "Oh God, when he handles all the decoys with love like a mother, you know. You remember
gloves,
that, John?
Yep. Decoy technician.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He done passed that torch on to Stone.
No, I sure have.
Guaranteed.
Well, does Stone do a good job?
Yeah.
No.
Well, he kind of like a bull in a china shop. Yeah. But he'll call me every other week, say, "Hey, we need another one of them ripplers. That one broke." I said, "How'd it break?" He said, "Well, I was, you know," I'm like, "All right, now there's how it always starts. I was doing this, and, you know, next thing I knew, I stepped on it." Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense there.
Well, he done got into that boxing and got slim and trim.
Oh, yeah.
Feels like Captain America, and he gets out there. And
Captain America.
Superman, something, one of them.
He's probably more Captain America.
He wants to get out there and go, so I let him go.
I will say one behind-the-scenes thing that happened. You remember whenever we did my first date or whatever?
Yeah.
With Brittany.
With all the mustard packets?
All the mustard, yeah.
You know how many emails we get about, does Martin still have mustard packets everywhere?
And I don't. That's what, you know why I have those packets, right?
I don't know.
It's not because I love mustard. Because if you liked mustard, you would eat it, right?
That's true.
I love corn dogs. I don't like mustard. But I can't throw it away because it's perfectly good. So you could argue that there's a mild hoarder in me, but that was bread.
Mustard hoarder.
I mean, that's honest. My dad, yeah, no.
I got a jar of pickles the other day for my fan.
Did you eat them?
No, they're still on my desk.
Godwin got world famous for loving pickles that he can't stand them.
I do like him.
He ate them bad ones. He ain't ate one since.
Well, let me tell you. That jar popped when I opened it, so it was supposed to be good.
Yeah.
There's hurt in your eyes right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The pickles burnt Godwin that day.
Oh, they did.
They did.
But when we filmed that deal with Si on the date, now he's getting me ready for the date. The one thing they didn't show that I wish they would have, funniest thing to me that happened the whole time. You were there. You remember.
What?
We had a little table
set up out there in the warehouse. Had a camera facing the other way.
I know. We had a little table set up out there, and they had me sitting on a little short ice chest, a little tiny thing. So I went to sit down in my Sunday go to church britches, because that's what, you know, they picked for me to wear. And I got about halfway to that chair, and buddy, that seam in the middle down there just couldn't hold it no more.
You know what?
My britches split all the way from my crotch to halfway down my calf.
Looked like a union suit.
Yeah, just like they're supposed to. Like
Why didn't that make the reel?
Because they were filming the other way. They didn't have nobody behind us. You know how they were always out in here. They didn't have anybody behind us. And my britches just went, I went, uh-oh. And they were like, what? I said, my britches are gone, boys. They out. They said, well, just sit there and don't move, because you can't reshoot your britches busting. Trust me, that's a one-take deal there. If you go back and notice my legs are about halfway across, trying to not show my drawers just hanging out the bottom of them.
Like a parachute.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that one.
I guarantee you.
Again.
I just knew. I said, well, here's my big moment. I'm going to be the guy who split his britches on TV. But no, that's a one-take wonder. You can't get that one again.
Yeah.
So.
I liked it when Al was working up here for a while? Big Al.
Yeah, both them weeks. That
yeah,
was fun.
Both
oh,
weeks.
Al Robertson. Yeah. I was like, I don't remember. It was
Al calls
blink of an
me
eye.
Up. He's like, hey, Phil, I need you to come up here to the store. I need to show you something. I was like, what does Al want with me? I walk in, and he's got boxes and boxes of Crocs. He was like, pick out all you want and take them with you. I was like, what? He's like, after that episode, Crocs loved Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like, really? Give me some then.
Yep. Two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive, whichever model you needed. Yep.
I got Crocs for life. I
guarantee. Well, that's one pair of them things. You can't tear them rascals up.
I've never owned a pair of Crocs.
Brittany says that Crocs are the best form of birth control ever made. So that's what, every time I put them on, she's like, No, get take that off. I'm wrong. I like, but they're cozy, like
sexy Crocs.
I get
they
it.
Comfy.
They are comfy.
They're like one of the best things ever to wear during duck season when you're getting in and out of waders, when you're wearing shoes literally 20 seconds a day, basically.
Here's John David. He can out relax sigh, and he has never had a pair of Crocs.
No,
I'm shocked.
He's got on fuzzy house shoes.
I'm that a house
boy,
shoes, man.
Hey, we talked about that last week. That boy pin raised now. He went from a crib to a queen size bed.
Here we go.
he can't fly in the rain.
No, he's out on that. You look harder than I know you are. That's a direct quote from an employee of ours. You look harder than I know you are.
Show them boots one day and they go, oh, man.
He showed up in boots, jeans, and a flannel. I'm like, all right. We got a poser. Then he slid his sleeve up and he had on a Rolex.
Oh,
like,
here he is.
It's a family heirloom, people.
Yeah. Quit emailing about it.
Hold on. Let me look at it. I'm gonna.
No, it's real.
Come on,
John. This is a podcast.
Let me look at it so I can give a report.
This is embarrassing. Woo! This is 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, look.
That is nice, y'all. Hey, y'all can't see this, but, I mean, this thing is incredible.
Okay, we're stopping.
Where's my sunglasses?
Cut. Wow.
Regardless of what you think, you can't hide money, boys. We'll be right back after this. Let's take these sunglasses on.
Give me another look.
Uh-oh.
It was my papaw's.
Let's take a break.
He was a good guy.
We go.
He's Corey's papaw, too, people. Nobody makes fun of her.
She ain't wearing no Rolex you are.
She might.
Oh my god.
That's because I inherited it and she didn't.
That's because I was the favorite grandkid, not her.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something before we get back on.
We're on.
Are we on?
We're always on.
Who knows when they'll cut in.
They may not. No, go ahead. You're good.
I hate to even say it because I don't want it used, but Willie called me when we were younger, you know, and getting along. He was like, hey, Phil, I need a big favor. I was like, what? He's like, man, can I borrow your cool car? This RX-7, it was awesome back in the day.
Yeah.
I was like, well, anything I got, yeah, sure, man, no problem, you know? I mean, we're buddies. He was like, I got to impress Corey. We're going to a dance. I was like,
That is an unknown story.
So you're, like, responsible for Willie and Corey. Yeah. Your car...
I just want to know.
I don't even know if he remembers that, but that's a true story.
I want to know what happened on the second date when he rolled up in that orange Mustang.
Willie was kind of, I guarantee you, second date, he made Corey drive. 100%.
He's smart.
Yeah.
Well, we swapped cars, and I couldn't even get it to change gears. No, his car. I was driving his junker. It had fishing poles and crawfish traps in the back.
And guts.
Like, good grief.
Oh, my God.
Stanky.
RX. I remember that. I looked at him one time when I was looking for a vehicle.
I don't know what an RX
is. I couldn't figure out where to put a deer in that thing.
Look up 1983 RX-7.
Yeah. Oh, they were super.
Who made it?
Is that a Mazda?
Mazda.
Wild,
yeah.
RX, yeah.
That's Martin funny. Wasn't even born in 1983. Oh.
There it is.
I pulled up a photo. What? Was yours red?
Black.
Oh.
That's real close. That's probably
that
it.
Was a
see
cool
if you see Willie
then?
In there.
Like, my kids watch a TV show called Cars, and that looks like the ones they make fun of on that.
I don't think so, Junior.
John D, this was the 80s, bro.
Yeah. When were you born, John D?
1989. I'm a product of the 80s.
Well, you was born in the
1900s. I got shoes older than him.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, Godwin. Yeah, were you 53?
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Was that worse? Good?
I was born in 62.
62.
Is that right? Okay.
Phil, where were you?
82.
You were born in 82?
70.
Yeah, I was about to say, 82, and you were driving an 83, and it was the cool car?
I know Johanna's not older than you.
I'm 85, so, yeah.
Okay. 85.
I look probably 78, 77, but no, 1985. Right smack in the middle of the 80s. That's me. That's your boy.
I really did enjoy the part of the 80s I lived through.
You don't even remember it. I mean, it was like 3 weeks. Because you were born in December. No, you're May. Yeah, you're
solid
May,
6 months.
Your anniversary is December.
I like the 80s, though.
Yeah. Hashtag 51589.
Was it a silver spoon? Was he born with a silver spoon?
Okay, all right. No,
silver,
I wasn't.
That's for the low class. Gold, son. Gold.
There's gold in that there family.
Yeah, look on that wrist. You think, that spoon
John
was silver?
John Davis, show me another little peek.
Will you stop it? You get one thing from your papa. And, hey, look, this is his wedding ring, too. He did all right in
life.
Give
me another look at it.
The wedding ring?
Ooh,
he wore it for 50 years.
Pass
now
that around.
I wear it.
Let me show Martin.
And I wear his watch around, too. And it's just something I do to remember my papa. So deal with it.
I appreciate it. I actually have my grandfather's wedding band. I just don't wear it because I'm scared to death I'll lose it. So
I never take mine off. So yep. I just wear it ever since I was married. I've been wearing it for 10 years.
I swapped to silicone in the fear of losing.
Oh, groove ring?
The old groove, yep.
I have been seeing those a lot on the internet.
Yeah.
I don't know much about them.
Just a cheaper, safer, more convenient option for your wedding band. But
yep.
We get fancy on anniversary dinner, stuff like that. I break old Goldie back out.
Hey, I've never seen Si. I need to tell y'all this story. I've never seen Si wear a wedding band, ever. All right? So when him and Christine got married, he actually pulled a ring off of the cigar and put it on her finger and said, I'll replace that with a real ring one day. This is a true story. And he did. He gave her a ring. Now, a few years ago, do y'all remember when he had his,
vow renewal.
45th vow renewal, whatever. Yeah. Removal, vow removal. That's what I need. Well, he picked out a diamond, and he picked the diamond out, and he picked the ring out, and I helped him because Christine was like, "Philip, go with him and make sure he gets something good." And he did get something very good. It was awesome. And even today, if you ask him about it, he's like oblivious of what he got. But Christine knows it was awesome. So, but I've never seen Si wear a wedding ring. He might wear one of those, though, Justin.
He may. But I know one thing. He's got it. Yeah, he's fun. None of those Robertsons wear one, though.
Willie,
I don't wear them.
Willie's got a tattoo.
Willie got the tattoo. Yeah.
What about Jace?
Jace wore one for a hot minute, and then it fell out of the duck blind, and he
went
back.
That.
That's what got him on that metal detecting. He's on.
Oh,
there.
I see.
That's what
I see
started
the
addiction.
That's what started the metal detecting.
Yep. Yes, was looking for his wedding band.
Didn't he find it?
He found one. Yeah. But who knows if it was his or not?
That was one of my favorite episodes, by the way, is when Martin and Jep were at Si's looking for that treasure.
The Vietnamese dong.
Yeah.
I always thought it was a joke. That was my first time to fact check Si. It was like. Vietnamese dong. This just sounds like I'm getting hoodwinked here. No, that was their currency back when the war was going on. So
well, he called me after that episode, and he was like, "Look, I got this 12x24 building over here. It's got a big dent in the side of it." He was like, "Haul this thing off." I was like, "A dent in the side? Yeah, no, I'll fix that." And he was like, "No, you haul it off." I was like, "Perfect." Now I got it and put all kinds of stuff in. It's awesome.
You fixed the dent.
He covered it up.
And I found the dongs.
Did you?
How many dogs did you find?
No, I did find a lot of stuff, though. He just left all kinds of junk in there.
Oh, yeah. I remember the only thing we found was the thing of change he had. And he was convinced that a quarter from 1960 was worth more than 25 cents. I was like, no, it's still just a quarter. I mean, I don't know. I guess he thought that they accrued interest while they were underground. I don't really understand what his financial thinking was on that one, but all we did was find a big Folgers can full of change. No Vietnamese dong for us. If you look up the value of Vietnamese dong,
23,000 Vietnamese dong equals $1.
I was about to say we actually come out way ahead by finding the quarters.
Yeah.
So, oh wow!
I just looked it up. I said I don't know why we were looking for this.
Yeah.
Unless there was. Millions.
Well,
and then you'd have like
$2.
Couple bucks.
Yeah, you'd have enough to go to Chick-fil-A
couple
or something
hundred bucks.
And call it good.
Buy a Godwin could buy a taco.
Taco.
Yeah, but not with sour cream. That's extra.
He likes it on the side. On the side of the shell on the outside.
I like burritos, thank you. Burritos better than taco. Unless it's soft shell.
Do you have a hard shell burrito?
No.
Well, then, my question is, then why in that one episode did you say that your hands smell like taco meat if, in fact, they actually smell like
burrito
meat? Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Same meat goes in both of them.
That was a question that we always get. What did he mean?
What did you mean?
It's semantics. It taco, that, burrito.
Remember, we sunk the boat.
Oh, I remember.
We were, and it just must, that smell from that river. Well, it was a cutoff. It's cut off, so it was kind of, it wasn't, hadn't no current. So
by your estimation, cutoff smells like taco meat.
It did when I got up out of it.
All right. So I got a question about that.
It was muddy, just old muddy.
Does the water cause the green wing teal to smell bad? And
green wings?
Green wing.
No,
the blue wing.
Blue wing. Blue wing.
Okay, the blue wing.
Then blue wings is a little rough when they come through in September, but that's because
right now,
blue wings are fine right now. You eat them right now, they're good. You try to eat them things in September, they need a lot of TLC. They need a lot of distractions around them.
So my question is, Godwin, is that what you were smelling, is the funk of the water during that time?
Just funky water.
But by his nose, it smelled like taco meat. I ain't ever smelled nothing in that Washita River smell like taco meat.
Well, it was dinner time. I was hungry.
Godwin done gone nose blind to the Washita River.
He's hungry. Somehow.
Oh, well, let's take our last break, and we'll wrap this baby up right after this.
Wrap it up. I hate wrapping presents.
Hey, John David used to be a rapper in high school.
I know how to rap. Not like that, though. I don't even know what that was.
That's the Fat Boys. You're too young.
Boom, boom. The Fat
Boys. You know.
Well... Now we.
That sound never gets old.
I love Godwin's doing the.
There it is. Jake breaking.
Yeah.
Godwin's good at that Jake breaking. All right. Well, we're here. This is probably arguably one of my favorite parts of the show. Johnny D.
Hey.
What has come in from the hello@duckcallroom.com hotline?
Hello.
Where are we at this week?
At duckcallroom.com, and I'm looking for it. There it is.
Uh-oh,
here's the first one from Mark Levasseur.
Say
I'm
that.
Go with Levasseur.
Levasseur.
Say that 10 times real fast.
Mark Levasseur. It might be Levasseur, but he's from Canada, so I'm going to go with Levasseur.
Oh, we got a Canadian in the house.
Dimmitt, Alberta, Canada. Mark, he wants to see footage or a photo, and we've got a lot more of these requests, of when Cy ramped and told his story about the monster truck.
Oh, good.
And you said you had it, so you sent it to me.
I sent it to you. I sure did.
So,
I've got Cy holding it because I gave it to him for his birthday.
Yeah, what happened to the original?
I mean, on my cell phone?
Yeah.
I don't even have that phone anymore.
It's gone.
So, all I could do was,
bottom of the lake.
I had a picture of it.
Philip didn't hear about this revolutionary thing called iCloud.
iCloud, the cloud.
But, I mean, I did blow it up, make a picture and give it to him for... I think his birthday
we
one
did,
year.
So it is.
So we will have a picture of
Cy. It's legitimate. It's holding the picture.
We do not have the picture, but it is framed, and we have a picture of Cy holding
the picture.
And we're going to put it on
the
Duck Call Room Instagram and the Duck Call Room Facebook. So go there. If you've been dying to see this photo, go there.
Yeah, we'll have it up for
you. And
we
will have it up for you.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark Levasseur.
Levasseur.
From Canada.
We're going to Canada.
Was more than Mark Levasseur, by the way.
Lettuce.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Me and Godwin. We have an event in Canada.
Yep.
But not in Alberta. We're on the other side of Canada.
What side's Alberta on? That one?
That's on the west side out there. Yeah.
So that one. I'm pointing. It doesn't
the
do
west
good.
Side.
We're on different.
Yeah.
We're facing each other.
We're
you can't point. Use a compass. All right. So big fan of the show, Lisa Ainsworth, by the way. She emailed me this week, and she sent something.
What did she send?
Boom, boom, boom.
She sent?
I lost it. But she sent it for Cy, but he's not here. But y'all have to see this because it's incredible. And for those of you that can't watch us online, it is a T-shirt.
I do exist.
With a picture of a Black Panther.
Wow.
So when Cy's back, I'm going to give this. Don't tell him about it because he's not going to watch this anyway.
Yeah.
That's why I know.
We don't have to worry about it being a spoiler alert.
So
he didn't even watch
it. We have a Black Panther t-shirt that says I do exist just for Cy from Sidekick Cool Person, Lisa Ainsworth. Lisa, I appreciated that. Whenever I opened that package in my office, I giggled, and Martin said, "What are you laughing at?" Yeah. I said, "We got something here.
We got a live one.
So, we got a live one."
And then, so, you know, a couple weeks ago, I don't think you were here. We talked about vasectomies.
Yeah, let's not do that.
No, I did hear about this.
Yes. People keep sending in their vasectomy stories, yeah. Godwin, and they're all horror stories.
I know it. Why would you do that?
So my man Andrew Elliston says he was having his vasectomy, and about 35 minutes in, hey, Andrew, red flag, number one. These things don't last 35 minutes. The doctor tells him that his fastest one he ever did was 7 minutes, and he was like, oh, all right, pretty good. And then the doctor looked at him and said, but today's a different story. And it lasted an hour and a half. So Andrew is this doctor's official longest vasectomy ever.
So, hour and a half. That's...
Yeah, hellsers.
Well, sorry for all the urologists. We just cost a bunch of money by people listening to this.
But no, because my good friend Jordan Summit, who works in an office that's like right up down the hall, he's headed there tomorrow. Good luck, Jordan.
I hope he's somewhere in between the 7 minutes and an hour and a half. Because
what's the under over, Godwin? 12 minutes.
Godwin's face. Every time we bring up vasectomies,
he's tired of it.
Godwin, it hurts him to think about.
I hate that stuff. Makes me
and
hungry.
Then the last
even,
guy.
I don't even like to neuter dogs or anything. I mean, that's just.
Well, I don't either. That's why the vet does. keep that separate and apart.
That's why I went to a doctor.
Yeah.
Well, I know. That's what I'm talking about, to have them done.
Really?
It's just you taking.
See, that don't bother me on dogs.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Well, you used to work them cows. You didn't do that to them cows?
Well, that's different.
Those are cows. Look, and our buddy Andrew Parks, who sent in last time.
Oh, I like
told
Andrew.
His story. He said he was fired up to be featured on the podcast. He said, some men are known by their incredible deeds they did in life, others by their wealth and power. My legacy rests secure in the fact that my vasectomy story was featured on the Duck Call Room podcast. There it is.
Way to go, Andrew.
Andrew Parks, a.k.a. Mr. Snip.
If I have one reply to that, then Andrew, is dream big.
Dream big, baby.
Dream big, son. Take your shot. That's where we're at on that deal. We got any more?
There's one more that I wanted to get to, and I've lost it.
Oh, boy. It's gone.
Oh, some person asked, this one was ridiculous, and I feel like I need to clear the air, if it's yuppie to eat at Chick-fil-A.
Absolutely not.
One thing right now, that is the Lord's chicken. You enjoy it. You can eat as much Chick-fil-A as you want. If anybody makes fun of anybody for eating Chick-fil-A, well then,
yeah,
deal with it.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A's fantastic.
They're happy to serve you.
I will say that I do think it's mildly overrated.
Incorrect.
But it is really good. I'm not.
Oh, it is good. I love
it. It's very good.
I like getting biscuits.
Thank you. That was Alexander Lundell. He seems like a young man. I think he wants to, you know, say he kills everything he eats, but Alexander.
Go get some of that fried chicken, son. We ain't judging you. Get on that fried chicken bag. We ain't judging you.
Get on it, son.
Yeah, especially that spicy one. He good now.
Me and Martin used to eat two of those. We'd go to lunch, and we'd order 4 chicken sandwiches and 2 fries. And when we went on a diet, we would just eat 1 chicken sandwich and 2 fries.
Or call the fries.
Sometimes we did still eat 2 chicken sandwiches. That is true.
Always say, you know what, leave that vegetable out there. We ain't trying to get on him.
JohnDavidDiet.com.
Yeah, it's called Better Decisions.
Better Decisions. That's our diet plan.
1 chicken
Better
sandwich
decisions.
Instead of 2.
Yeah, there you go. And unsweet tea.
But that's it for all of the hello at Duck Call Room shout outs and podcast emails. Be sure to check out that photo. We're going to send it over to our people so they can put it up of Cy holding the picture of Cy jumping the monster truck. That's the picture I want up there. But, Martin. Take us away.
Yeah. Hey, that's what we're going to do. Generally, this would be Cy's part where he leaves us with a verse and a thought for the week. Last week, Willie did it, and this week, it's on me. So,
Brother Martin.
You know, I've really been thinking about this a lot. Actually, I haven't thought about it, but I do have a handy app, and it gives a verse of the day, and I just happen to take a look down and see what today's verse is. And I really like it because I think it speaks a lot to where we're at. in the world and in society and just in life in general. It's 1 John 3:18, and it's, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." I don't know if there's a whole lot that I can expound on there.
Amen.
But I think it just goes to show you that in your life and in anything, that your actions will always speak louder than any words you may use. So as long as you're living what you preach, practicing what you preach, then everything else will take care of itself. And that's my thought for the week.
Yep.
Awesome. Amen.
We'll see y'all next time. Philip, thank you for stepping in for Si this week. Appreciate you,
always enjoy being with you, boys.
Hey, I love you.
Love you too, brother.
Yeah. We love all y'all. Thank y'all for listening. We'll see y'all next time here on the Duck Call Room.
Cow. Cow. He did the cow. I still need a jingle.